This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Government begins to vaccinate journalists against COVID-19 from today. Hearing on writ petitions filed against house dissolution continues today as well. Chief Justice reminds all legal practitioners to complete hearing session within this week. And at least 14 people die and 150 others go missing after glacier collapse triggers flood in Uttarakhand of India. Now, the news in detail. The government-launched vaccination campaign against the COVID-19 has begun to vaccinate the journalists and the staff of the diplomatic missions from today. Director of the Department of Health Service, Dr. Taranath Pokhrel, said the people on priority basis would be vaccinated from various hospitals in the Kathmandu Valley for 5 days beginning from today. Director Pokhrel also urged all to participate in the vaccination campaign. The Ministry of Health and Population said the preparation was made to launch the second phase of vaccination campaign from the 13th of February, including the health service providers and public sector workers. The hearing on the case relating to the dissolution of House of Representatives has been going on in the Supreme Court today as well. Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jang Bahadur Rada has urged the legal practitioners to manage the time with the purpose of completing the hearing on the writ petition of the House dissolution within this week. Chief Justice Rada, through Advocate Ramesh Badal, who pleaded yesterday on behalf of the Prime Minister, reminded all the legal practitioners to manage the time accordingly. The hearing has been continuous in the constitutional bench led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jang Bahadur Rada. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has pointed out the need of resolving border-related problems through serious diplomatic efforts and dialogue between Nepal and India. He said this in his address to a seminar, Nepal's International Border Security and Areas of Coordination Among Border Management-Related Agencies, held on Sunday. The Prime Minister argued that the relations with the neighbouring nations could be made cordial only on the basis of facts, equality, respect and justice, rather not on hegemonic measures. Number of individuals registering application for new driving license has exceeded 500,000. Service recipients have filed up forms through transport management offices across the country to attend examination for driving license. The government had adjourned the task of receiving applications for new driving license since mid-March last year due to COVID-19 fear. Department's information officer, Dr. Loknath Phusal, said the flow was high as application process for the license halted for 10 months. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 14 people are dead and 150 people missing after a piece of a Himalayan glacier fell into a river and triggered a huge flood in northern India. The flood waters rushed open a dam and deluge of water poured into a valley in the state of Uttarakhand. Most of the missing are believed to be workers from two hydropower plants in the area. Hundreds of troops, paramilitaries and military helicopters have been sent to the region to help with the rescue efforts. Experts are investigating the incident, though it is not yet clear what might have caused the glacial burst. Officials say 25 people so far have been rescued. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will not lift economic sanctions against Iran until it complies with the terms agreed under a 2015 nuclear deal. But Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Tehran would only return to compliance if the U.S. first lifted all economic sanctions. 2015 deal sought to limit Iran's nuclear program with sanctions eased in return. Former President Donald Trump, however, withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018 and reimposed sanctions, leading Iran to roll back on a number of its commitments. Workers across Myanmar have gone on a nationwide strike as protest calling for the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and for democracy to be restored continue for a third day. Thousands have gathered in Yangon and Mandalay while water cannon were deployed in the capital city, Nay Pi Taw. The military seized the power in a coup after claiming without evidence that an earlier election was fraudulent. They also declared a year-long state of emergency in Myanmar, and power has been handed over to the commander-in-chief of the defense service. Mr. Suu Kyi and senior leaders of our National League for Democracy, including President Win Myint, have been put under house arrest. South Africa has put its rollout of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine on hold after a study showed disappointing results against its new COVID variant. Scientists say strain accounts for 90% of new COVID cases in South Africa. The study involving around 2,000 people found the vaccine offered minimal protection against the mild and moderate cases of COVID-19. South Africa has received 1 million doses of AstraZeneca jab and was due to start vaccinating people next week. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Government begins to vaccinate journalists against COVID-19 from today. Hearing on writ petitions filed against house dissolution continues today as well. Chief Justice reminds all legal practitioners to complete hearing session within this week. And at least 14 people die and 150 others go missing after glacier collapse triggers flood in Uttarakhand of India. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.